Right here on Craig and Company, big, big movie opening up this Friday. It's the Rugrats in Paris, the movie, and here to talk about it is Chucky!
Yay, Chucky!
Chucky, you must be very excited about the movie. And wasn't Paris terrific?
Oh, Grand Paris!
Did you see the Louvre?
We saw all of that stuff. That's like the big Louvre.
that's Louvre, Chucky.
Yeah, oh, right.
Now, were you over there with your dad?
And Spike was there. Guess what?
What?
I got a new mommy.
You got a new mommy?
Yeah.
Is she nice?
Oh, my gosh. I know I'm going to cry.
Oh, no, don't cry.
She's so beautiful.
How did you traipse all over Paris and also deal with dirty dighties all that time?
I don't know. I'm so exhausted. I was a big brave dog. Oh. Ooh, that's a dog down.
What was your favorite thing about Paris?
Oh, my goodness. The food is yummy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the fashion is spectacular. They're very big on their clothes.
Oh, they certainly are.
Yes. There is some not-so-nice people in France, though. Jean-Claude, not-so-nice, he's French.
Yes, they're all named Jean-Claude, aren't they?
And Coco Le Bouche, whatever
they are. Oh!
Did you see the Mona Lisa?
I didn't see anybody moaning.
Okay.
I don't know anyone named Lisa either, sorry.
All right, Chucky, Rugrats in Paris, the movie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Cute little Chucky, the Aww. Chuckster.
Chuckster has some pretty heavy competition this weekend.
Well, the Grinch.
Yes.
And Bounce.
Right.
The Sixth Day.
Okay, Bounce and the Sixth Day are going to tank.
No, I said some tough competition, Christine.
Charlie's Angels, yes. The Grinch.
Grinch is going to be number one. Rugrats will be number two. Charlie's Angels will be number three. That'll be the
Where
order.
Where does that leave Arnold?
Well, not too good.
Oh, boy.
Poor if you're starting out at number four...
Exactly.
You're done. Chucky! Here at Craig and Company.
Craig and Company, your morning show. Christine, Gary, John, and Eric. And just taking a look at things that have been going on in the past couple of days. For instance, last night, Walter Cronkite was honored with an award that was given to him by Christopher Reeve. It was presented by Christopher Reeve. It was the first 2000 Christopher Reeve First Amendment Award.
What was the award for?
For reporting on some of the greatest historic moments of the last half century.
Yeah, but that was his job, though. I mean, he's getting an award for doing his job.
I mean, if you look back and you think of the people who have really made an impact, I mean, there were other news people in the day.
Right.
He really made a huge impact. There were celebrities there last night. James Gandolfini, Edie Falco from The Sopranos, Billy Baldwin and his wife, Chyna Phillips, people from the streets. I mean, there were a lot of people who turned. Of course, Christopher Reeve was there to give him the award himself.
Is Walter pretty much, you know, still with it? Has all his faculties and everything.
Well, I would imagine so. I mean, last night he even commented on the election and everything.
Wait a minute. Celebrity phone's ringing. Craig and Company, good morning.
Good morning, morning team. This is Walter Cronkite, CBS News.
Hello there.
Good morning, sir.
Walter, yeah.
I heard you talk about me a little while ago, Christine Lee, and I wanted to thank you for the munchin.
Yes, congratulations on your award last night, Mr. Cronkite. Uh-huh.
Well, the recount is in, and I'm proud to say in this momentous occasion, I'm thrilled to report to you a major event. It's unbelievable.
What are the results?
Go ahead.
The results are in, and it is a pleasure to report the results to the American public.
Who won?
Yeah. What are they?
Well, Kennedy has edged out Nixon just a little bit, about 500 to 600 votes.
No.
He is out of
Mr. Cronkite.
They're still voting, counting the ballots.
It's the 300 votes, Bush-Gore.
Who?
Bush-Gore.
Yeah, that's the wrong election.
Yeah.
Oh, I knew that.
Okay. Do you have any current contemporary news you
absolutely,
can...
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
The eagle has landed.
Crying out loud.
And Mr. Roper is still wearing that nice Hawaiian shirt.
Thank you, Walter.
This is sad.
Say goodnight, Walter.
Good night, Walter.
Goodbye.
Oh.
Really bad.
Wow.
Out of it.
Yeah.